This is the Deeper Understandings column, this time written for us by Lydia Hernandez Marcial, Assistant Professor of Old Testament and Biblical Hebrew at the Seminario Evangelio de Puerto Rico. She entitles it More Than Turn, Turn, Turn. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. I must make a confession. The first time I read Ecclesiastes, I found it depressing. I know the same happens to many people. This isn't a book we tend to read or study in the church unless it's at a funeral or New Year's Eve. Maybe it's the only thing you've heard from this book, For Everything There Is a Season, probably from the bird song Turn, Turn, Turn. After many years and life experiences, I tried to read it again, and surprisingly, I found it so real and relevant. If you take the time to read it, you may think that its author wrote it last week. This anonymous post-exilic author, traditionally identified as Solomon, observes what's happening around him and describes many situations we experience today. Lack of justice in the courtrooms, oppression and violence everywhere, and the lack of solidarity, greed and envy, to name only a few. He also questions the tradition that obedience brings blessings, like possessions and honor and status, and disobedience brings punishment. This formula is not what he sees and experiences in the daily life. This realness and questioning are precisely what makes Ecclesiastes a favorite among young people, as I've discovered. Why do I like Ecclesiastes and study it now? This book invites its readers to solidarity and enjoyment, especially to delight in the simple things of life such as eating and drinking and working and family life. In other words, enjoy what you have today because you never know how long you'll be alive. I'm not talking about the eat, drink, for tomorrow we die. The teacher, as the main character is known in some translations, is aware of the brevity of life. Some in the 21st century believe they are eternal, and they live prioritizing work with the goal of buying things, a new car, a bigger house, all the latest electronic devices. The teacher, however, helps us understand it is nonsense to spend our lives amassing riches and new toys if we can't enjoy time with our families and can't practice solidarity with our neighbors. When I consider the reasons why the teacher is so focused on the ephemerality of human existence and life experiences, I like Ecclesiastes more. Life's fleetingness is a logical conclusion after his assessment of reality, considering his socio-political setting. The rulers came, offering newness in administration, finances, agriculture, and commerce. But they didn't say that novelty only applies to the powerful, and progress comes with a price for the rest, exploitation and slavery. This is nothing new, according to Ephesians 1:9. The teacher says experience has told him that empires come and go. In this context, the famous, "For everything there is a season" verse is a statement of hope. Life will end someday for the rich and for the poor, for rulers and for their subjects. Power doesn't immunize people against death. Knowing that everything is transient, the teacher believes that the current imperial rule will end too. As a Puerto Rican, I see myself and my life reflected in the wisdom of this writing. The teacher's struggles are familiar to colonized individuals like us, trying to make sense of an historical setting where people work and do not see the fruit of their labor. Rulers control the land, and individuals need to be careful of what they say about those in power. Ecclesiastes' message brings us to hope for the future. There is a time for freedom, and it will come. Exploitation and oppression will end. In the meantime, denouncing the ills of society and living in solidarity with others is his advice for survival in times of oppression and injustice. I encourage you to give Ecclesiastes a try. I suspect you'll find it interesting and relevant, too.